good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who try to make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time or any other time that I'm speaking, I am prayerful that you are ever more inspired to go deeper, to reach higher, to come to a point and place where you are mindful about the crisis that we are in on this planet and the realization that we can do something about it. And I am advocating consistently for personal responsibility in being able to respond to what is needed in our now moment, wherever we are. And for those who are listening from wherever you are in the world, on other continents, on this earth, we are all held in this absolute and supreme reality that we called life, in the very presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is source of all being. And I am reminding us that that is the common unity of our global community, and that we cannot be at war with one another. We cannot war against life. We cannot war against the earth or her processes and then survive it. I am the one who is reminding us that there is perfection that's an inherent part of existence. I'm the one that's reminding us of there being law that's an inherent part of existence, that there is justice that's an inherent part of existence. And for all of the blood that has been spilt upon this planet, we need to be walking softly, but we consciously should be caring to walk in love, in just absolute love, to shift the frequency of the energy and to know that the power of love, the power of our oneness in knowing and advocating for all beings to have the right to their lives, particularly after how many billions and billions of creatures have been killed so that they can rot in everybody's body. And a lot of people don't want to hear it, but I'm just saying is that when you show up and they're giving you these diagnoses of cancer and heart disease and diabetes and fibromyalgia and whatever they're diagnosing you from, they are never telling you what is the cause of them. We should not be sick. It is only by virtue of being in violation of the perfection of your being. It is only by virtue of being in violation of the laws that govern being that we have this thing called sickness. But the sickness is actually the body trying to recover from having endured so much stuff. You stuffing yourself like turkeys on Thanksgiving Day, except you doing it 365 days a year times 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. Okay, I'm just saying there's no way to survive it. And so we want you to be in a place where not only are we surviving, but we are course correcting. We are shifting gears. We are getting off the hamster's wheel. We're coming to a point and place where we don't like the roller coaster ride. So we're telling the conductor to slow this thing down so that we can get off. Now, I recently saw where the thing was spinning and it spun everybody off. I'm just saying is that we trust in so much of the mechanisms and the mechanics, but the mechanics are toxic. We don't even realize it. When you have a system that ensures that everybody is oppressed cellularly with the breakfast cereals and the turkey bacon and the chicken sausage and the pork this and all of that, then, you know, we're having to realize that we have the opportunity to really do what generations never knew to do. And that's to cleanse our bodies from the violation of violated beings. That's to exert a full effort so that we are not affirming and declaring that we have the right to be wrong, or that we have the free will to be enslaved to appetites and desires and lusts and passions that dissipate and literally deplete our life currency, that we would rather remember the divinity, the sanctity, and the blessedness of our being, and to be mindful of it with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. So it's not like you really need somebody to remind you of how blessed you are. You're breathing, your heart is beating, and whatever you put in that body that's now in the trunk and going through the system, you can be cleansed. You can be cleared. You can be healed. You can be whole. As long as the breath of life is in you, you have an opportunity to do a greater thing and to have a greater thought. But the greatest thought that we can have right now is remembering the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of all of existence itself. Humanity has been divided up with religion, the gods that we can call and worship, but we should be reverencing life itself, practicing the same religion as the birds and the bees and the trees and the plants and the flowers. What religion are they practicing? It's life. It's blossoming. It's exalting the nature of their own given unique intelligence. That's the religion that we should all be practicing, is to exalt the fullness of our own unique gifts and blessedness as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And to be in a system that oppresses you, but then makes demands on your life force every day for you to show up and be somewhere so that you are generating a paper currency, but at the depletion of your life currency. And so there is no way that America can be great again, except in the people themselves coming to a point where we do not accept the American way of dying. The standard American diet is the path to death. It is sickness, illness, and disease. It is causing everyone to be herded like cash cows. Moo, cha-ching. They see you coming. You understand? They calling you up to remind you of your appointments. I want you to think about it. Death should not be multi-trillion dollar business upon a planet that provides everything for us, so that we're alive and we're living and we can live well. So why is death multi-trillion dollar business? How could that be? Except there's an agenda, there's a programming. And I am the one who is reminding us that we have the capacity to deprogram from the program, to come to a point where we are functioning as all other intelligences do in exalting a full effort in our living, to come to a point and place where we are grateful and thankful for the gift of life, and to realize that there is no greater gift than life itself, and that life itself is the evidence of how worthy and deserving we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and that life itself is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. So why is death multi-trillion dollar business on this planet? It is not by virtue of the will of God, but it is by virtue of the law that those who are the sowers of the seeds of sickness, illness, disease, depletion, death, and violation shall meet their tragic date with death. But how long will you be dead in the realm of eternity? We're in a now moment where we need to raise completely up. And to raise completely up means that, yes, we have to develop an appetite, a hunger, and a thirst for life abundantly. We have to develop a hunger and a thirst for clearing and cleansing and purification, and to be reinstated, to return to the mind of God, the house of God, by consecrating and cleansing and purifying the body as the temple of God, and creating what we've always heard, regardless of whether we were attuning to a religious orientation or not, that salvation comes through the blood of Christ. I am not Christian like that, but I am reminding us that we have heard things all of our lives, but have not seen people literally exalted in terms of what it is to love this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, which I'm referring to as life itself, with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. Why would we be feeling entitled to be undermining ourselves when nothing else does that? Why is it that we feel as though we have the free will to be enslaved to whatever appetites, desires, passion, or lust that we care to cultivate? It is programming. And we can deprogram. And the programming, on behalf of capitalism, free enterprise, and an agenda of genocide to phase our lineages out of existence. Now, who could think of such a diabolical thing as that, except somebody who has poison blood, poison bloodline? You understand? Now, the cleaner the blood, the greater the clarity. And that's what I'm saying, is that cleanse the blood. Now, these people will give you blood transfusions, but you don't know whose blood you're getting. And they should not be giving you blood that's been tainted with any of the COVID viruses or vaccines. But you don't know. You're getting the blood of alcoholics or drug abusers or whatever. Or do you think these people are trying to protect you? And the life is in the blood. So when you get the blood of somebody, are you not also getting some of the spirit of the person? When you're having your organ transplants and whatnot, are you not getting the spirit of the person that is charged upon every fiber of the being? And so I'm just suggesting that we mind our own bodies as the temples for the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living light force, the living life currency, the evidence of a divine mind that has been gifted a divinely designed body as its spacesuit in this realm, on this biospheric intergalactic spaceship that we call Earth, spinning in eternity, cosmically journeying, and to realize that we did not come up out the earth, and we should not be buried in the earth. And people think that you get out the body alive, and I'm bringing some question to it, because it doesn't makes sense that you can get out of the body alive if you never did any of the things that were necessary to really intensify, magnify, magnetize, amplify your life currency to the degree to which everything was flowing, snap, crackle, and popping. You understand? And you were like the epitome of the electric magnetic force of life, so atomic, so divine, and all of this. And you never did that. You was in a vibration where you felt like you had the right to be like a freaking garbage can. How could you get out the body alive if you are blocked and obstructed neurologically, blocked and obstructed in your respiratory system, your circulatory system, your digestive system, your endocrine functioning? How could you get those energy centers, those chakras and whatnot spinning and whatnot? They be talking about, oh, well, you know, my kundalini is rising and I want to decalcify my pineal gland. And I'm saying, you know, you got to want to do a little bit more than that. You need to be able to walk in the light of the truth of the one that you are, on behalf of the lineages through whom you've come, to be an honor and a glory on behalf of those ones. It ain't just about your kundalini and your pineal gland. It's about how you stand on behalf of life itself, how you walk as a man of God, as a woman of God, how we show up, how we show out, how we are in the mindset to create a very different dynamic for children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and to know that that is duty and obligation and responsibility. It's not just about having money. It's not just about leaving them money when their lives are being robbed from them from the time they're coming out and being given Gerber baby food, ground up turkey, ground up chicken, and all of this stuff. And I'm just saying, why would people be in a mindset to poison children when you know that your children are your future? And so it matters that we understand duty, obligation, and responsibility as women, the perpetuator of lineages, as men, the progenitor of lineages, and to realize that there is no one who has been issued into this realm from another realm to do anything other than participate fully in the exaltation of life. in the perpetuation of life, representing our lineages, ensuring the perpetuation, the continuation, the exaltation, and the progression of our lineages. And in our now moment, to be fully participatory as the evidence of the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God, to be in a place and space where we don't mind being clean, we don't mind being disciplined, we don't mind becoming disciples of truth. But you can't just know the truth and like love the truth, but then you're gonna still feed off of the violated flesh of chickens and turkeys and all of these things. And I'm wanting us to be really careful in knowing that the filter that you are using to discern what it is you're hearing that is truth is your desire for absolute truth. Because as long as you feel like, well, I did my research and my research is saying that I need to eat right for my blood type, and because I'm O positive, then I'm supposed to be eating meat. And I'm saying nobody is supposed to be eating meat. And if you were supposed to be eating meat, you would not be in human form. But in human form, you ain't supposed to be eating meat. You're supposed to be loving this absolute and supreme intelligence with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might. You're supposed to know how to perpetuate yourself, how to heal and facilitate optimum cellular function. And of course, we were dependent upon systems of miseducation and religious indoctrination and all of that to give us what they didn't give us. They didn't give it to us. They didn't get it. And that's how we have been in this perpetual cycle of insanity. And I said, it's insanity. Why? Because there's nothing literally healthy about feeling entitled to be making everybody sick and having unparalleled access to poisonous things, and to be given these things as children, and to dress it up so that on Saturday morning cartoons, they've got all their favorite creatures. I don't even know what the cartoons are like anymore, but for what I've seen, the Nickelodeons and whatnot, they perpetuating all the artificial colors, all the flavors, all of this, all of that. And they're making it seem as though to be a child means that you just eat up everything that is toxic. From the hot dogs to the hamburgers to the ice cream and all of these things. And I am saying to you, they're building more prisons and more children's hospitals. Now, why even bother? Except everybody is cash commodity. You understand? So if everybody is supported in undermining themselves, then why even have a place where they can go? Just let them undermine themselves. Why go to the hospitals? Why have surgeries? Why get put on pharmaceuticals? If the overall objective is to make everybody sick, then just let everybody be sick. Well, I never thought about it like that. Why would you, loving, undermining yourselves, then go to a doctor and be given pharmaceuticals that further toxify your system and give you no support in remembering the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness, or the capacity that you have as the spirit that dwells in that body that can heal and facilitate your own healing? But you're not asking for the healing. What do you want? You want a pill. You want to get this thing out you. But it took years to get to this place. But it doesn't have to take years to get rid of it. But it's not going to be as easy as having a surgical procedure. The surgical procedure does not facilitate your healing. Having your breast cut off does not heal you from cancer. having your prostate removed does not heal you. It does not cleanse the rest of your cells from all of the acidity or create the eliminative activity to get years of sludge out of your body. You understand? So I'm just want to remind you that we are perfectly and divinely designed, and we are designed as water-based oxygenating beings, breathing beings, breatharian by nature. You can only live by virtue of breath. It is not the food that animates you. It is not the food that maintains and sustains you. It is that which we know as food that is creating all of the disease, that is mental issues as a result of the nutritional deficiency and the inadequate mineralization, which means that 90% of the people are literally in a state of starvation. And the bigger they are, the greater the waste they're carrying, the more deficient they are, and the greater degree of starvation that their cells are actually in. And all the surgeries in the world will not make you whole or heal you. And having things cut out because it's painful does not alleviate pain. It's just going to create more pain in the long run. I'm saying, well, don't you think it's going to hurt you to have some parts of your body removed as opposed to getting to the root of the issue? I'm just saying, we cannot rise and be sick. We cannot rise and be dependent upon a system that intends to have us sick. We cannot rise and continue to work on behalf of the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death. We cannot rise except we have the remembrance and the recall and the love to recommit ourselves to that intelligence that we refer to as God, that I'm referring to as the source of all being, as the intelligence of existence, as the cosmic I am, so that we are able to be restored and reconciled and renewed and rebirthed and regenerated and rejuvenated and revitalized and revivified, so that we're walking as resurrected ones up out the ditches and valleys of degradation, up out of the graves and whatnot that are being laid for us and our children and our lineages. We cannot rise and be sick. And the rising is the work. It is the revolutionary, evolutionary call for our being able to be responsive to the edicts that have been issued from the exalted realms, and to be in a place in space where we have no shame, no blame, no game. Yeah, with these people, they do what they do, but they won't be able to do it for long. And for whatever their games, whatever their agenda, nobody can outthink the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence. You cannot just have a jury of your peers to determine your guilt when your heart is attacking you, your body is shutting down. You've been guilty and offensive to yourselves, and that the support that we have given with our labor, trading our life currency for paper currency, working on behalf of the corporate deities of death, is going to create issues for you, because you will reap a harvest that is consistent with the nature of the seeds that you have sown. And just because you have been hired hand in the hand of death against the people does not mean that you will not share in the karmic indebtedness of that action. And so I'm reminding us that we have all been called, we're all being called, and we've all been chosen. They say many are called and a few are chosen. We've all been chosen. We're all here sharing this now moment, and those of you who are hearing me have the opportunity to choose to be the ones that show up, have the opportunity to choose the ones who will show out, who will clean up, who will clean out, who will release and let go, who will be refined and redefined, and allow yourself to be shaped by hands of angels of light so that you are the evidence of the right alignment in the divine assignment, in the establishment of the eternal government within the context of the eternal whole, eternal life, eternal law, and on behalf of all orders of existence. Those whose blood has been spilt, those who are with us, those who've come and gone too soon, those who are sacrificed, those who could not, did not, would not. Our time is now to do what needs to be done. Our clearing, our cleansing, our purification, our renewal, our rebirth, so that we're completely restored in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, to be restored as conscious immortals. And when it come time to leave, we did not die. We left. We graduated the class of Earth residency with flying colors and get a chance to be received into the exalted realms with standing ovation. Don't be playing around here. This is our time. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. When I was 20 and changed my diet and went from eating the standard American diet to having fresh fruit in the mornings, huge salads in the evening, soups, sometimes with whole wheat crackers, toast, or cornbread. But I went from 127 pounds to 103 in less than 45 days with no additional exercise. And that really is the evidence of how divinely designed the body is, that we will lose waste when we stop eating that which is creating waste. But what we have not really wrapped our heads around just yet is why the karmic debt of the world is going to end unfavorably if we do not rise up, if we do nothing differently. Because there's no way that we can sustain killing. It's not sustainable. And it seems as though the governments have had enough time and enough examples to realize it. And I'm just saying is that we are steeped in sewage in these bodies. And I want to just share certain things with you in terms of realizing we can stop participating with it. We do not have to be sick. We can make better choices with ourselves and our cells. And I am just enthusiastic to remind you that if we could not do it, we would not be here. That each generation should become more dynamic than the previous one. And those of us who are moving into maturity, particularly those of us who are maturity, we cannot be a detriment to our children and think that they're going to celebrate us at some point. You know, I'm saying, they'd be like, happy to see you go, because you was like hurting them the entire time when they realized that, dang, you know what they was doing? They was smoking and blowing smoke in our face. We got secondhand smoke, lung cancer because of this. You know, so anyway, I'm wanting us to realize, one, that this is a global situation. And globally, the numbers of animals that are being eaten, not just killed. So I'm not even speaking and addressing to the numbers of animals that are just killed on an annual basis. I'm speaking to the numbers of animals that are killed to be eaten on an annual basis. 50,000 turtles, 83,000 crocodile, 5 million horses, 12 million tilapia, 60 million pigeons, 100 million shark, 100,000 buffalo, 800,000 camels, 15 million snails, 25 million dogs, 3 billion shrimp, 1.5 billion pigs, 500 million lamb, 500 million lobster, 10 million cats, 300 million cow, 656 million turkey, 750 million salmon, 900 million tuna, 1.2 billion rabbit, 2 billion oysters, 2 billion octopus, 70 million guinea pigs, 2.9 billion ducks, 14 billion sardines. I mean, this is hideous. 2.1 billion goose, 2.9 billion duck. Did I say 1.2 billion rabbit? 2 billion octopus, 2 billion oysters, 2.9 billion duck, 3 billion shrimp. And of course, at the top of the list, there was 14 billion sardines, 75 billion chicken, which comes to 205 million chicken on a daily basis. Y'all ain't gonna survive this. What we do unto others is being done unto us. I am pleased to be the one that I am as an advocate and voice on behalf of the voiceless. This is not just about humanity. It's about the whole of Mother Earth and all of her creatures. And to realize how many buffalo were killed, not just 100,000 that are being eaten now, but the millions that were already on this landmass prior to the cows. All right, so there's a book. It's called Beyond Beef by Jeremy Rifkin. All right, so if you really want to have a foundational understanding as to what the problem is with America and why Texas is catching hell, because they are the foundation, it's the root of the whole issue in terms of the oil and the cows and the whole Western expansion. So when many of us were little, we were watching the cowboys and Indians. We were watching wagon train and gun smoke and all of this, but we weren't seeing the big picture. We weren't seeing the building of the railroads. So the herding of the cows, and everywhere that they created cattle ranches, they created saloons, they created the alcohol, they created the whoredom, understanding the prostitution. And these are the things that are still multi-billion dollar business in our day. But it started then. You understand? And so the whole railroad situation, now there was no refrigeration prior to. They had to figure out a way to put the carcasses of the cows on ice so that they can be herded back from California, Oregon, Washington State, all of where, Texas, all of that, so that it could be put on cargo on the train to be shipped back across the waters to England. I'm just saying, we do not have the responsibility for maintaining and sustaining death culture. It's death culture. You understand? To add all of these billions of up, 75 billion chicken. And people say, oh, well, you know, sister, I get tired of eating vegetables. I said, but y'all ain't tired of eating no damn chicken, are you? And all of this salmon and all this fish and all this stuff that's rotting in your bodies. Now, if we get the numbers as to how much cancer is causing, how much heart disease, how much diabetes, and you know, these people never gave us a running tally as to how many people were dying from anything prior to this lie that they perpetuated called COVID. Then everybody started passing away, they say, from COVID. But we know they were padding pockets and, you know, misrepresenting, but they never told you that heart disease is the number one killer of all people. Why? Because the blood is defiled. The heart is pumping dirty blood. What makes the blood dirty? The flesh of pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and the culture of guinea pigs. I would never have imagined people would be eating guinea pig. And people's like, well, who's eating the pigeons? And y'all could just Google it. What cultures are eating pigeons? What cultures are eating horses? What culture is eating the guinea pigs? What culture? So you get an idea of where it is all over the place. And I'm saying we were not designed to be the eaters of flesh. We were designed for fresh fruit, vegetation, that which is oxygenating. You understand? Getting oxygen into the blood, going to the brain so that you get the electric magnetic energy of proper digestion, assimilation, absorption of that which is mineral. But you're not getting the minerals if you're eating flesh. You're getting toxins, you're getting worms, you're getting organisms, you're getting acid, becoming gout and rheumatism and arthritis and all of this stuff. So I'm just saying, this is the easiest way to really make the greatest political change. And you say, well, it's nothing easy about giving up eating meat, but you are this point of the absolute and supreme intelligence. Your mind is greater than the chemicals. And yes, you can claim your addictions, you know, but why claim your addiction when you can claim the divinity and the truth of yourself? Why hang on to the addiction? Oh, well, you know, sister, it's hard. If you keep saying that, it's going to be hard, but it's going to be harder for you if you don't do anything differently. These numbers, you understand, these numbers are enough to sink the ship of humanity and humankind. The earth is going to be all right. And there is enough consistent life force still that if the people are vaporized from the planet, and I'm saying vaporized, not even that you're dying and rotting in the earth. If you just leave, right, and come back 100 years, it'd be lush greenery and waterfalls. Earth would be like, ooh, I'm so happy to get rid of them ones. Golly, I don't know how in the hell I got stuck with those ones. I mean, goodness, they didn't give me nothing but headache and trauma. All of this plastic, all of this garbage. Man, oh man, I'm not claiming them as my children. I don't know where these people came from. Who the hell are they? Who brought them here? How did they get here? I'm just saying, you don't know what the earth is really saying to you. But she's shivering, quivering, and quaking. The geysers are rising. The fires are burning. The storms are brewing. The tsunamis are forming. The flooding is happening. The trees are falling. It's an indictment against us because we should have a greater sense of our responsibility to realize how to live. 500 million lamb, 500 million lobster, 656 million turkeys, 750 million salmon, 900 million tuna, 1.2 billion rabbits, 1.5 billion pigs, 2 billion octopus, 2 billion oysters, 2.1 billion goose, 2.9 billion duck, 3 billion shrimp, 14 billion sardines, 75 billion chickens. I mean, really, y'all? 83,000 crocodile, 400,000 sea urchin, 800,000 camel, 5 million horses. I think Aldi's was being charged guilty for selling horse meat in Europe. So if you can eat the flesh of any of this, you can eat the flesh of a person. So what's happening with all of the dead people? Oh, they're getting frozen and put on ice for cryonics and body part exchange. Y'all living in the twilight zone, in the midst of the eternity. And Randy Crawford said, imagine there was no heaven. But I'm saying, no, we are already in heaven. Don't you see it? Can't you feel it? Don't you see the rainbows? You see the clouds and the blue skies and see how beautiful it is? Or why would we be supporting industries of death? Right? And I know, you know, people be feeling convicted and they don't want to engage me in the conversation. But I'm just saying is that would you rather be dying from cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and all of this? Or would you rather live the rest of your life with no sickness, illness, or disease? It's a choice that you can be making now. We should have a conscience. We should realize that every order of being is intelligent enough to love its life, to exalt a full effort in its living. It knows its kind. It knows its food. It excretes its waste. It perpetuates itself. Its kind. And it will respond when it senses that its life is being threatened. So don't think that it's a party. You understand? For all of these creatures to be herded in feedlots and places where they're being killed and they hurt and they cry and they bellow and they weep for their lives. And I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, why would we continue to support something that is going to create your tragic date with fate in death, and you don't know how long you're going to be dead? And then just think about what you're thinking about as you are hearing this. For those of you who can stay tuned. Otherwise, yeah, I know y'all turn me off. You turn me off because you're convicted. All that stuff be going on. Ooh, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I know. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Y'all need to hear it. Y'all need to feel it. Y'all need to really take responsibility for yourselves. Because to be in a culture that wants you to be eating all of this garbage and make it available to you, and then the nature of the people who even work in these places, you know. And I talk to brothers all the time who truck, you know, who are trucking the animals into the slaughterhouses, or who worked at the chicken plants and this and that. And I'm just saying is that it's not the kind of work that you can do consistently, you know. And then you don't need to just be able to do anything for a dollar. You know, and that's because of the amount of blockage and obstruction from all of this stuff in the body. And so I know most of you, there are those who are eating lamb. And we didn't talk about the goat. There are those who are eating goat. And the whaling that goes on in Japan. All of the sea otters, the walruses. I mean, you know, it's humankind and humanity against the world, but the world as we know, it deserves its destruction. There is no way that it deserves to continue, and it can't continue the way that it is. And that's why taking and making it important to you to represent your lineages in the establishment of the eternal order and the eternal government, to realize that eternity is the future. It is the now. It's the all. It has always been. It will always be. But the people will not necessarily, particularly where you have an agenda that is genocide. There is no way that this could be anything other than a scheme. And those ones who feel, and you know what's real interesting is that at 20, when I changed my diet, and everything in me saw at 20 that the consciousness of the planet was going to be increasing, but the consciousness of the animals also. So now the animals are attacking. You understand? And there are so many. I love the technology because you can see it. And we've begun to really have what we call tough skin, so that we can take it. You know, we can take seeing people get killed, get eaten by shark, getting bit by lions, and all of this, you know. And I'm it's actually kind of funny to have you in a place and space where you out there in the ocean, right? And then these whales are just like overturning the things, and people's fear is just amazing. To understand that the law is in full effect. And people get mad about and upset about one person, two people, three people, four people, 10 people, 12 people, 1,000 people dying by shark attack. Right? But when it comes down to how many shark are being eaten, why y'all eating shark? Well, Adama, that ain't us eating a shark. And to see, I was watching the day where, you know, these guys are fishing, right? And this swordfish jumps up onto the boat. And the fish is bigger than the men. You understand? And they didn't know what to do. And I'm saying, you know, after a while, the way that we're socialized is we want the bad guys to get it. You understand? We want the bad guys to get it. But when the bad guys are the whole of humanity, then what do? We try to get us to self-correct and change our wicked ways and come to a point where we're repentive. We want the redemption. We want the wholeness. We want to be restored. We want to be healed. We want to accept opportunity to become the evidence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God. We care to be in a place and space where our children are not dying from all of these things behind all of the other beings that you've eaten, the eggs of the crocodiles, the eggs of the alligators, the eggs of the ostriches, the eggs of all of these ones. And now you can't have babies because your body is full of all of this undigested proteins from all of the fetuses of all of these creatures that you have eaten. We are perfectly and divinely designed. We're not designed for this stuff. And so I'm wanting us to realize what we can do about it. You know, and that's why I speak to it, because we don't hear it enough. And you are always getting support in going to these places, you know, and now we're getting the support in realizing how filthy a lot of these places are that are selling you the flesh of dead animals. And I'm saying a slaughterhouse, one, cannot be a clean place. And because, you know, early in the game, you were only getting the bacteria and whatnot from one animal. But now the way they're doing it is that they're killing millions of cows, and there's no way to differentiate between the meat, and it's all being ground up. But the meat is full of bacteria. And this is what makes so much of the conversation about irradiating it, because they understand that the meat that is carcass, the flesh of dead animals. Now, their book says that the life is in the blood. So if there were anything that you would be getting that would be life enhancing from an animal, you would really need to get it from its blood. All right. And so, but most people are turned off by the vampirism type of frequency. All right. But you'll eat the carcass. But the carcass has to be preserved, unless you are hunting and killing yourself and eating it while the life force is still close to it. Or if you're out and you kill and skin the rabbit and you, you know, doing it on the campfire or whatever, you know, but what was the rabbit eating? Why is it that you all have to eat the flesh and you can't eat the greens? And why do you think that you got all this inflammation and all this swelling and all this hip replacement and knee replacement surgeries and all of this? Is because anything other than fresh fruit, leafy greens, and vegetation is going to create acidity in the body. And because of all of the bacteria, right, when they talk about your microbiome and whatnot, and you know, they want you to take the probiotics and prebiotics and whatnot, but did they tell you to stop eating flesh? Did they remind you that you're perfectly and divinely designed as a point of the presence of God, and that the food of gods is oxygen? The waters, the coconuts, the fruit, the vegetation, things that grow above ground and have seed. And then now everybody who's been eating all of this ground up turkey and ground up chicken and ground up body parts of all of these people, now you're complaining that the fruit doesn't have seeds. And I'm saying the seedless fruit is going to be better for you than eating ground up chicken and turkey and all of this garbage for breakfast, and then having it 2-3 times a day when it takes 72 hours to process one serving of flesh. So if you get up in the morning and you have the turkey bacon or chicken sausage or whatever that is, and then later you have your hamburgers or your hot dogs or your lunch meats or your sub sandwich, your deli meat, and all this preservative now. And then you're mixing it with carbohydrates. You're mixing it with bread and rice and spaghetti and pasta and whatnot. So you're creating an indigestible mess in your body. And then you're pouring soda or sweet tea or whatever down your throat, further diluting any digestive enzymes so that you are not able to really do anything other than bloat and pass gas and go to sleep. You got the itis. You go right out. I'm just saying. But then the issue is, the blood pressure is high because you're going to have the remnants, the telltale signs of you eating flesh and knowing that you cannot really digest it. We do not have the hydrochloric acid as carnivores do to liquefy it, to pull from it. And then you're eating all of this mixed up stuff. On clear, cleanse, purify, renew, rebirth, regenerate, rejuvenate, revitalize, revivify, and resurrect. You've been in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection, liberation, salvation, and heraldess of the eternal.